Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from the Lord our Savior, Jesus Christ. Today's proclamation of the good news is coming from Malachi chapter 4. For behold, the day is coming. We live in a time that I think is increasingly being marked by empty and deceptive hopes that the devil is using to exhaust us from looking, to tire us from expecting, to give us the disappointment before we have even started to look. Because we get just used to dead ends. We get used to false signs. As Jesus had said, there will be those that will come and say, I am He, the time has come. But Jesus said, it is not those. But we keep falling for it. It's like Lucy in the football, and we keep thinking, this is that moment. This week and next week, the scripture readings that are appointed for the end of the church year are bringing us to a conversation about hope and how hope can happen in the midst of darkness. That's what this reading from Malachi and 2 Thessalonians and from Luke are all telling us. They're honest about how it is a dark age that we are in and how that there are empty and deceptive hopes being proffered up into this world, but that there is yet hope. It reminds me of someone that maybe, like, say, in a time of darkness, things have not reached their potential. In fact, what we thought might be possible has become silenced. And we're holding on to the Word of God like a lifeline. Imagine someone maybe spelunking in a cave. They're hiking inside of a cave, and there's a rope that they can hold on to that will guide them back out of the darkness. But what happens when the darkness has so grabbed you that you feel exhausted from holding on to that lifeline? And you let go. And now, is there any more hope in that time? That's what it can feel like in these days. That you've held on to God for a long time, but you are getting worn down. You have found the silence in the darkness. The silence of those that have died that you have longed to see again. That silence of that hope of all that is going to take place getting crashed and crushed around you. It is a darkness that's worn you down. In that moment, I hope this sermon could give you hope. That the hope that is found in these readings is the Word of God is yet still here for you. Maybe this hope will arrive when you hear the Word in a sermon. Maybe this hope of finding that lifeline again comes from a friend that talks to you in a time when you feel overwhelmed and says, let's trust in this moment that the Lord will be our refuge, that the Lord will be our strength, our ever-present help in this time of trouble. Maybe that lifeline of the Word of God arriving in this darkness comes with a friend that sits alongside of you as you are filled with tears. Maybe today, this word that you hear will be that lifeline you need. Because we are in a time when we need to hold on to God. We are in a time when we must trust the seeds of the Word of God that are being planted among us will grow into strong roots and give us a strong foundation. Because tyrants are at work. They are trying to tire us from our expectations. They're trying to wear us down. Tyrants of evil are in this age, in this time of darkness, and bringing a chill to our expectations of hope. I think of us now in a time of a pre-dawn darkness, when the time is cold and the night has been long. And the expectation that the day will arrive is an expectation that is being worn down in many. But we can find in the Word today the confidence that the Son of Righteousness will yet appear. And I want you to have this confidence. I want to give you this lifeline in Malachi right now. We're going to look closer now, verse by verse, at Malachi 4. Malachi is the last book in our Old Testament. It's written about 430 B.C., so about 450 years before the life of Jesus. It's a time that's also along with like the book of Nehemiah. And the book of Nehemiah is a book about God's people building a wall again and restoring their land. They had been taken away from their land in exile. And now Nehemiah and Ezra are books that remind us that people are coming back into the place where they have hope. But now as they're living in this external sign of hope growing and this sense that things are getting right again, they're also seeing, though, that it's largely an external hope. And the internal problems of the brokenness of sin are still around them. The book reveals concerns that people have. They're starting to doubt God's love. Because they look around and they see the walls grow. They see the houses being rebuilt. They see all these external signs. But they think it masks the evil that's really around them. And so in the book of Malachi earlier, the people say, we want the day of the Lord to come. We want God to come in judgment against all the evildoers that are masquerading as holy and prancing about. But in the end, they're saying nothing. The people ask for God to come and to destroy the wicked that are among them, so that they, the righteousness, can shine. Malachi, though, warns them that that's not the kind of day that you want. Because in truth, God is going to come on the day of the Lord and destroy the wicked. But He's also going to destroy the arrogant that think in their self-righteousness and their pride of arrogance that they have built something true and something honest through their own roots. So Malachi 4:1 says, "For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and all the evildoers will become like stubble. The day that is coming shall set them ablaze, says the Lord of hosts. It will leave them neither root nor branch." Malachi is warning them that this day you want to come to destroy all the wicked that are around you will also come and destroy all of those who are living with their own arrogance, that they have built a foundation themselves, that they have rebuilt everything, that they are the reason why God should come and shine. If you are going to rest on your own legacy, if you're going to rest on what you've accomplished, Malachi has given us a warning. That's not going to last when the day of the Lord arrives. If we could live in that kind of day where we build our own harmony, we build the greatest time, and we are the foundation that everyone should look at. If we're going to build like that, truth, we wouldn't need God. Behold, the day is coming for all who would try to stand in their own roots, for all those that would try to stand in their own arrogance, that they are better than everybody else. Malachi says the day is going to come and burn you up. It's the truth of anyone that wants to try to stand apart from God. When the day of the Lord comes, it will be revealed to those without roots, to those without branches that are from the seeds of God's Word, the emptiness of the lies, the arrogance of self-righteousness. It will be revealed to be as empty as the masquerade it was. That's harsh. That's tough to hear. Is there hope still? Verse 2. Malachi says, "But for those who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. For those who trust in the Lord, to those who have let the seed of God's Word be their root and their branch, their foundation, the Son of Righteousness will appear and there will be healing on its wings." I want you to think about the metaphor that Malachi is doing here. And at first when I was getting ready to preach this, I thought, well, this would be kind of a cool thing, a double thing of like S-U-N and S-O-N. And as the sun rises, the Son of God comes up. But in Malachi and in the Old Testament, the word sun, S-U-N and S-O-N, don't sound the same. So we can't really quite do that yet. So let's just drill into what it means to have the sun, S-U-N, arrive. And as I was thinking about this passage, the Son of Righteousness coming, I was thinking about like a cold soccer game where the clouds are in the sky, and I just want the game to be over as quickly as possible and just to get back into my car. Have any of you ever been on a soccer field or a football field like that? I have. And I really don't care who wins or loses. I just want it to be over. But now, so think of that cloudy day and the penetrating cold of the darkness that that cloud has brought. And then that cloud is moved away. And the sun is now in the sky. And those rays bring warmth that has this amazing ability to penetrate not just your skin and to physically warm you, but there's suddenly this endurance to be able to make it to the end of the game. I want you to consider now the Word of God is like that in this time of darkness that we are in. Throughout the Old Testament, the sun, the light, is a reference to the Word of God. Think, for instance, Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. The light of God shines in our time. The Word of God is a radiance of warmth that not only just warms us, but in fact changes and transforms us and gives us the endurance to be able to make it to the time when the Lord in His appearing is a word that now we not only have to believe by faith, but will be a word that we will see face to face. Malachi is letting us know that in this pre-dawn chill, in this darkest moment of the day, when the devil's lies have brought a chill to any hope that you could have, and you just want it to be all over right now, the day of the Lord, come right now. Malachi is saying the sun is going to come. The Word is going to come. And it's going to penetrate and transform your life and give you the endurance to be able to make it to that day and stand firm in the Word of God. Paul writes to the Romans, chapter 1, he says, it is the power of God for salvation. First the Jew, then the Greek. This is the word that he is promising that brings healing on its wings. It is not just a word about God, it is the delivery of God into this world. And how does this change us then? Malachi gives us an image that is, it's old. I mean, this is 2,500 years ago he's talking about. This image still works, I think, to show what it means to live with hope and to be able to then see that hope starting to penetrate the lives of people. It says, for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings, and you shall go out leaping like calves from the stall. Have you ever seen calves, cows that have been in the winter barn? And the barn door is open, and the green pasture of the spring is made available to them. There is a leaping and a joy that says that all our waiting is now answered. This is what it means for us to be kingdom people in this time of darkness. We, by faith, start to dance with the Lord of the dance. We, by faith, hear this music that causes us to leap. It's the music of the Word of God that is bringing a warmth into our hearts that's giving us the endurance to be able to make it through this time. God sends out this light of love that makes us righteous. God sends out this light that gives us the endurance to be able to make it through our afflictions and have joy. This rising of the light is the promise that God is here. Now, earlier I said, now in Malachi, S-U-N and S-O-N aren't going to sound the same, so let's just focus on the Son of Righteousness, this light, this warmth, this radiance that gives us the ability to endure to the day. I'm a preacher, so now I get to do it. The Son of God, the S-O-N, He does rise. The darkness of Good Friday is not the end. It is certainly a chill, a despair to all for a time. But the tyrants will tire as they try to wear us down, because we have hope and confidence that on the third day the Son of God does rise. And the radiance and the warmth of the promise of Jesus Christ is here in our midst. And so we leap. We leap like calves from the stall. We leave this church like kids who have been waiting for a long time for the service to be over and get to go out and have lunch. We leap with the joy that God's Word is here and sends us now out into the pasture. The Lord is our shepherd. He leads and guides us to the springs of living water, to the green pastures. The Lord is our resurrection. He is the Son of righteousness that has brought healing in His wings. May this be the comfort and the joy that gives you the endurance in these dark days to trust that the warmth, the promise, is here for you now. Amen.